person's show. Heard during a commercial break? Sarah Dillon says, I think my throat's all full of mucus.
See, we can't talk about the symptoms because now I'm going to start thinking I have it.
The symptoms. That's the new hit animated series from inside the Rick Emerson studio. Tonight on The Symptoms, Sarah's full of mucus. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We're talking about the fact that Engineer Will across the hall, who's in this studio quite frequently, now at home with strep throat, which I thought, well, what am I thinking of that you can only get once? Is it just chicken pox?
I'm pretty sure.
What about
that's
mono?
That's the only thing I know.
Can you get mononucleosis more than once?
I think that might be mono, too.
That you can only get once? It's all very unclear.
Thanks for making us feel safe, though, for a couple minutes there.
And itchy. It's always my dad. My dad would always point out that he had a chicken pox like 18 times or something when he was a kid, between the ages of like 7 and 9. I remember having chicken pox when I was like 10. Who here had chicken pox? Anyone? Tim? Sarah? Mm-hmm.
Eighth grade. It was awful.
An eighth grade? That's pretty late to get that.
Yeah. That's a 6 or 7 year old disease.
You're all covered in spots and so forth.
Horrible.
Looking repellent.
And I was a new kid, too, so it was right when I had moved to a new place.
Hey, Spotty! Spotty!
But then this one girl always was threatening to beat me up because she thought, I don't know, something, but then I gave her the chicken pox.
Yeah.
It was the best day ever.
Then you burned her with a curling iron. I remember having the chicken pox when I was like 10, with my idiot cousin who lived in Vancouver. And just the trashiest people in the end are there, and it's like, hey, what's this?
Vancouver.
Seriously. And I was from Kennewick, though, so to me, Vancouver was like the big city. Let me just tell you this, though. This is my Vancouver experience when I was growing up. I came to visit my mom and dad. We came to visit my aunt and uncle, blah, blah, blah. So staying with my cousin. I'm from Kennewick. This is my first experience with Vancouver, Washington growing up because in retrospect, I'm not sure what part of Vancouver they lived in, but I remember going to visit my cousin when I was like 9, and this is their idea of a great bonding experience. Going into the backyard where my uncle was, and then my uncle handing me, and I'm 9, handing me a small axe and asking me if I want to help kill chickens. And then explaining to me that it was really fascinating to watch them run around afterward and to see blood just sort of spray everywhere as they ran around headless.
Maybe they didn't have cable.
he did not, as a matter of fact.
There you go.
Yeah, and then I got chicken pox. And I remember them doing that thing because, you know, you can't scratch. Because if you scratch, then a thing happens. Why can't you scratch chicken pox again?
Well, because it'll make you scar.
Oh. Okay. You ever hear that thing that they claim if you have a chicken pox or whatever and you scratch it, you get cancer? Were you ever told that?
No.
No.
I remember being told that.
Your parents are cruel.
Or maybe just really ill-informed. I remember being told that, you can't scratch chicken pox, you'll get cancer. You know, that doesn't hold up at all now that I think about it. That implodes under even the slightest bit of scrutiny now.
You were misinformed.
I think I was very drastically misinformed. But you can't scratch because I guess then you'll get the scar. And so I remember they did this thing where they put tube socks. Did this happen to you? They put socks in your hands?
No.
Sarah?
Yes.
Really? Because normally I'm...
We both came from, like, slightly trashy upbringing.
But I'm used to kind of being alone here because you sort of... You got a veneer of sophistication early in your life, I think, somehow. You've got a certain polish to you that I just don't have. And you've got... Your teeth are all good, too, not like me.
So. Your teeth are all good.
You don't have any visible scars. So they would put socks on my hands, and then for fear that I would unconsciously in my sleep take them, they would duct tape the socks to my arms. So my parents would put tube socks over my hands, and then it's that sound that normally you only hear when a serial killer is about to, rape and then decapitate you. It's the sound of duct tape, you know, that as they unroll the big, and that's something that's always comforting. You're there staying with a cousin, you know, it's in the evening right before bedtime, the door opens, and it's just a silhouette of an uncle in the doorway unrolling some duct tape and walking toward you. A sound that only happens
in
Vancouver.
What happened to you when you were young?
I don't know. I blocked out the rest of that night. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, Kristen from accounting, who joins us now on the Rick Emerson Radio Show. How are you, Kristen?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
We've all developed that idea. How are things? How's your morning?
Pretty good.
All right, then. So we have moved the Rockstar Recap up a little bit today because I know you are otherwise engaged later on this afternoon.
Shockingly enough, I've actually been asked to do some work.
Well, I know it's hard to believe. We've sort of taken it for granted that you can wait on hold for like an hour sometimes to come on.
It's this once a month staff meeting thing, so we can listen to my boss blab about pretty much nothing.
That's the way to ensure job security right there.
Is that personal best?
Yeah, that's...
Did they bring that back?
His initials T-Y. Anyway, let's talk about Rockstar Supernova and how much we all want to set Dave Navarro on fire.
Yes, let's.
And then mock his screams for mercy and help.
Exactly.
I have to tell you, I went through my email last night this morning, and the amount...
Were you there for hours? I can imagine.
The amount of hatred, the amount of anger, people, to me, I mean, not at me, but I mean that the people are just venting to me about Dave Navarro.
I text messaged Davey last night after Storm's performance, and I was like, I don't know what these guys are watching. And he texted back, he was like, I can feel the hate growing already.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's like, let me just read a couple of these here. Subject line, I want blood. Please yank out Dave Navarro's nipple rings with red hot tongs. How about this? Let's see. This one's about somebody else. Rick, will you please ask Storm next week how old that chain-smoking pig whore Delana is?
She's only like 33.
She looks bad, though. He says every time they show any sort of close-up on her, she looks like one of those you will look like this in 10 years if you do meth posters. How about this? Dave Navarro is a huge douchebag. Is Delana sleeping with Dave Navarro, or what? The whole show seems to be tilted in Delana's favor.
They are so, yeah, I don't know what's going on there. Which brings us to one of the, you know, things that was brought up last night is, are they...
That's, okay, how should we proceed here? Because we've got, I only really pulled two performances. I only pulled Delana's and Storm because all the others are sort of immaterial for our purposes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's do this. Let's listen real briefly to these performances, okay. And then let's just dive right into the conspiracy theory that everybody now has.
Absolutely.
So this is a little bit of let's see. We'll go with Storm first. Now let's talk about Storm. Storm was given "I Will Survive" by Gloria Gaynor. Not a very good song in my opinion, if only because it's so campy and overplayed now that it's hard to escape the shadow of the camp.
And you know what? I would really be curious. They didn't really show a lot of this on the webisode, so I would want to know, did she die? Because I know she said she wanted the Gilby song, but then they kind of didn't go into how she actually ended up with I Will Survive. Like, was that the absolute last thing, or did she kind of say, well, I'll take it and see what I can do?
I don't know. In fact, you know, I know that, I think we can reveal this, that I know that, you know, she has, I don't know. It has been... I believe it has been observed to her by
certain people.
By people.
Yes.
Probably. That she needs to fight a little harder.
Yes.
For her songs, and she needs to, and again, no disrespect to Storm.
Don't fight at all. I mean, all these people are, like, you know, tooth and nail for these songs, and she can set another crappy one.
They're also proving themselves to not be the kind and gentle souls Storm seems to think they are.
Look, exactly.
I have to say that I've been on the Hate and Delana bandwagon since day one, and
I wish she could watch the reality episodes, because she doesn't know what's going on.
I don't think she understands exactly how badly that she's in the process of being screwed over. Anyway, so... So Storm gets stuck, in my opinion, with I Will Survive, and we had heard how terrible the whole thing was, and I gotta say, it wasn't like her best performance ever, but again, what can you really do with that song? Wasn't a bad performance by any means. Storm, at her worst, is still good.
After listening to her on your show on Monday and seeing the webisodes and how she was down on, you know, you never hear Storm say, you know, I can't do this.
Right.
And so it was really disturbing, and I was expecting it to be absolutely, I didn't know what to expect. And I was sitting there thinking, that's the best thing so far tonight out of those first five performances.
And a lot of this, we'll play some of the song, but a lot of this is, you can't really tell because it's a lot of it is the way she sort of prowled the stage. Well, she had a great look on. She had a cool, like, pocket watch thing going on. It was,
and
you know.
And one of the people, you know, there's somebody that I'll go to here at work for me who has never seen Storm perform live here. So she kind of tempers my... You know, because I'm like, it's Storm, she's awesome.
Right.
And from her perspective, she thought the word she used was cabaret.
Yeah. I know it sounds like we're all just Storm apologists, but here's the thing. Quick story. I was talking to my brother at his wedding a couple weeks ago, and he's like, oh, dude, I haven't heard your show for a long time, and I tuned in, you're talking about reality TV, what's up with that? And I'm like, oh, well, we have a friend of ours who's competing on the show. And he said, oh, so you're like obliged to, and I pointed out, I said, you know what, we would root for her regardless because she's a friend and she's hometown. But I said, we are also in the very lucky position that we do not have to pretend. Like, imagine being a close, like, friend of Zaira. And you're having to get on there somewhere, you know, in like, wherever, where is she from?
I thought she was from Puerto Rico, but people are saying she's from Spain.
Well, whatever. Some place where they don't talk like me.
Yeah.
So imagine being in like, dirty foreigner land. There's some radio guy on there having to go like, and Zaira killed it again last night, you know, just with a big fake smile. We're very lucky in that we honestly can say that I think Storm is the best performer there.
And we can be proud of whatever she, yeah, whether it's her best performance or not.
But it's like, where are you really supposed to go with Gloria Gaynor and I Will Survive? It's like that song is so campy, there's no way, unless you just make it like a speed metal song, to not have it be that way.
You know, and actually Morgan Grace made a comment last night that I thought was really... It really made sense to me. She said watching Storm do that last night was almost, it was closest to being at a Wednesday night Dante's ball show.
I could totally, in fact, I said this to Sarah last night. I said, you know what, here's the thing. If this I Will Survive was just in the middle of a set at Dante's, it would totally fit in.
And then,
but as a standalone song, it's hard to judge.
And then Stephanie was like, well, she should mash it with like AC/DC. So we started going about all that.
Except you can't, though. That's the whole thing.
This, I know.
Because the licensing rights,
exactly,
for all of that, they're just so insane. Well, let me play a little bit. This is Storm Large, last night's Rockstar Supernova, singing I Will Survive. Wait, hold on, let me...
Storm's last two performances have been on the vulnerable side. Well, tonight, she has a statement for the guys. Singing I Will Survive, this is Storm Large.
If this sounds afraid, I was petrified. Thinking I could never leave without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. How to get along. And now you're back from outer space, sitting here on your ass with that dumb look upon your face. I should have changed that freaking lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I thought for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go. Walk out the door. Just turn around.
All right, so there you go. So that's Storm last night singing.
I really don't think that's that bad.
It's not bad at all, and especially listening to it now, her voice is so strong.
I listened to it like 3 times this morning, and I just thought it was great she did with what she had to work
there's
with.
There's nothing wrong with that. Again, it's not like it's the best thing she's ever done. I think that will always be that Dramarama song.
Well, it just sounds like they have this preconceived notion of what they wanted her to do. Like, they keep touching on, we wanted you to do the ironic cake way of doing it.
Well, Sarah, that's the other problem, is that cake, and I'm not a cake fan at all, but I know that Cake, Lara really is, though, and so it's like I've kind of had to become familiar with all their crap. But Cake did this, we had this winky sort of, look, I'm a wooden white guy really doing bad rapping kind of a thing that was so popular in the 90s. And they wanted her to do that, probably, and she didn't. She just kind of did it like Storm. And, well, let's hear what the, let me see if I can bring this up here. This is the judges last night.
Well, Storm, the audience obviously loves you.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Well, here's the thing. Last season here with the NXS show, Marty got Hit Me Baby One More Time. He made it work. Delana got the Cyndi Lauper song, and she made that work. For me, that just didn't work.
Okay.
I hated that.
But check it. I was up for like 48 hours, went to Vegas with these three guys, and I woke up with Gloria Gaynor. And I'm like, what am I gonna do? So I tried. I'm sorry I didn't like it, dude.
I thought that was sauteed in wrong sauce.
Okay, that's funny. That is pretty funny.
I kind of want my money back.
Storm, I didn't like it either, man. You guys are the final eight. Yeah. All right, we've already weeded through the singing, the this, this, and that. You guys are all the contenders, okay? So every time you get up there and sing a song for us, pretend like you're in our band. Okay?
You're good. Thanks a lot, Storm.
It's okay, man.
And I guess there was no Jason Newsted last night, which I find interesting, because he's always the one who's the big, huge supporter of her.
But then what is it? They kept saying they hated it.
No explanation at all.
They didn't say what they hated about it.
Yeah, there's no explanation given at all. And so...
Which prompts the conspiracy.
Which totally prompts the conspiracy. And so... I will say this, and I think let's see if you and I came up with the same idea, and I think this is the idea that everybody has. Here's what I believe. And this is, I'm basing this at, now granted, we do have access to a little inside information on this program, but that is not what I'm basing this on. This is based on only my read on the show. I believe that the band has decided it's going to be Delana, and that they can't paint themselves into a corner by having Storm great, 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 and then she doesn't win. I think the band has decided it's Delana, and they have to start laying the groundwork for why Storm, who has knocked it out of the park every time, eventually loses.
That, yeah.
Now, is that what you were thinking?
That's one of the things I was thinking.
Do you have an alternate conspiracy theory?
Well, I'm just in who actually they think should front the band, because it has been spoken that they really don't want a woman to front the band, so it would either be, like you said, Delana or possibly Lucas.
I think Lucas might be a front runner.
It could be Lucas.
Although Jason keeps getting him about his voice. So realistically, yeah, it could be Delana.
It could be Lucas, too, but I think it's not going to be Storm. I think it's a given that they're not going to go with her. This is just a theory.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason, because
fine, because after last night, I realized that she doesn't need them. She really doesn't.
No, and you know what? Delana does need them, because she's a one-trick pony, and she's
seriously
just going to, like, she'll disappear, you know, down some road with them if she does win, and we'll never see her again.
So the one gig, the one album, and that'll be...
Let's listen to a little... Because we just can't get enough of Delana, who, again, I can't say this enough, I'm proud to have hated her from the beginning.
I love how this is called the rock ballad, too.
Got a legendary rock ballad, Cats in the Cradle.
Yeah,
legendary metal song, Cats in the Cradle. Let me play a little bit of this here. I have to say, by the way, as we're playing this, that Sarah's boyfriend, Nate, was doing the best Delana impression.
He was hysterical. He had it down.
Sarah, Delana is doing the stupid Stevie Nicks, like, spooky arms in the air and, like, big eyes.
It was the most terrible outfit.
And at the end when she's, like, doing the...
when she conducted the string section, it was embarrassing.
She's like, yeah, she's... And you guys know what I'm talking about, because Stevie Nicks and, to a lesser extent, Ronnie James Dio have been doing this for years. She's sort of a Stevie James Dio where she's like... She's doing, like, the, oh, I'm a spooky warlock, you know, and then she does the big slow conducting of the bands with her arm as though she's standing on a mountain raging at the heavens. It's just so... I'm embarrassed. I'm getting... like embarrassed chills just thinking about it.
It was just terrible.
All right, so this is Delana singing a legendary rock ballad, Cats in the Cradle.
My child arrived just the other day, came to the world in the usual way. There were plates to catch, bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. He was talking before I knew it, and as he grew, he said, I'm gonna
be... She sounds like part of the Lollipop Guild.
Dad, you know I'm gonna be like you.
Come on! She totally does.
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue in the night. When he coming home, son, I don't know where. We'll be together there. You know we'll have a good time there.
I'm going to skip to the end here. All right, now let's hear what the judges have to say about this.
It's just more wanking.
This comes right on the heels of Ryan, who did a really good job on In the Air Tonight, which is a hard song to screw up.
Yeah.
But they called that the performance of the night, which I don't know if it was, but it was really good. Here's what the judges have to say about Delana.
Thank you.
Hey, baby. First of all, Ryan... I spoke too soon. That was the best performance of the night.
far.
It gets worse.
I get chills. I still have chills. Like, that's weird. Like, the song's done. I still got chills. Great job. And I got to say that my dad is actually here tonight, and thank God for that, because if he wasn't, I would be an emotional wreck right now.
Because I don't know how to love.
Your modern feel on that old, quiet kind of classic, it somehow it worked. Somehow it worked. And all you guys adapted really well today, so thank you for that. Dig it.
Thank you.
What I liked was when you were in your low register, it was still strong, and then when you went up higher, man,
I like when you use your testicles to sing
out, man.
Thank you so much.
It's a great job. You know what? Don't let up. Just because you've been doing a great job, though, keep it going, man. All right?
I'm gonna keep it going because I told you guys.
Yep.
I'm the one.
Thank you, Dylan.
I like it when you sang from your scrotum. That was really the best part.
To tell you the truth, I honestly don't really want Storm to win this anymore.
Nice.
If those guys are all idiots.
It's become a thing not
exactly
worth winning.
Where I was last night, she is just far too classy and great and
absolutely
fabulous.
And if they look at Dave Navarro for a judgment on who's going to front their band, I mean, what kind of band is that anyway?
Seriously. So I know, Kristen, that you've kind of got to run. Do you have thoughts, observations, and we'll kind of continue this when we come back, but I know you've got to bail, so what else do you want to say
I'll
here?
Try and listen on my headset while my boss is talking. But Zaida, you have to talk about her every week.
But her song was not bad. She did an original last night, which for what it was not bad. Not rock and roll, though.
Yeah.
You know,
it was not. She has a nice voice.
She has a nice voice, she's just been trying to rock out, and that's not in her.
Yeah, and she knows that, I think, more than anybody.
Yeah. I got nothing. Yeah.
All right. It really was kind of a dull night altogether.
No, it's
everybody
true.
Everybody did okay, but nothing outstanding. I don't know who's going to get the encore.
Here's the thing. Well,
Delana,
Delana, probably. Here's the thing. It's stupid Delana.
That's just become, you never even call her Delana. It's just stupid Delana.
Stupid Delana. Here's the thing, though. I will say this. If we feel like it's the writing is on the wall, even if it's not, actually. I mean, I think we all know. I mean, I'm not going to say that, like, I know Storm inside and out or whatever, but I'm just saying, I think Storm, as a performer, my guess is that Storm is in one of two mindsets. Either A, she feels like, well, screw it, the writing's on the wall, I'm not going to win. Or B, she feels like, I got beat down, I really have to, like, come back strong. I think either way, next week's performance...
Next week they're switching back to some rock and roll.
I hope she
is going to be beating heads in for what she wants next week.
Either that or she'll just be like, screw it, I don't care, I'm going to do what I do. I mean, I think next week she might actually just beat some skulls. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I don't see Storm just kind of falling back and being like, oh, well,
that's not her style. She would just, if she thinks she's going to go out, she's going to go out with a humongous explosion.
Yeah, go. I'm with you on that. All right, Kristen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Kristen from accounting. I'm
stressed out talking about it again.
Well, I'll actually play us into the break here with this because I have a little something I brought in for this. Because the best part about that, the reviewing of Delana's part, and if you've got comments, we're going to keep, Kristen has to go, we're going to keep talking about this. So we've got people calling about Rockstar. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. If you've got pet conspiracy theories, you just like to ridicule Delana. The best part about, we'll do that when we come back, the best part about the last night was when Jason Newsted, I forget what he said here, but he said, oh, your twist of taking that soft song and making it heavy, that was really innovative. I really liked that. It was really innovative unless you've never heard exactly the same thing done a couple years ago. So we'll be back after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Here's Ugly Kid Joe. Together then. the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Thank you for coming by. 503-733-2970. It's our Rockstar recap. Tonight is the bottom three. And see, we were all at Dante's last night. I got to tell you, it was a mean crowd last night when the voting started happening, too. We got to give shout outs. I never know which one it is. Everybody who came down last night, including but not limiting to a guy named Scotty L.
And a guy named Mike.
A guy named Mike. Our friend John was there. Brad. Mailman Chris was there. Also Chris Boba Fett. Also Chris. There's many Chris's. Chris Neathan. We met Mrs. J. We met Scotty's lovely wife.
And Scotty's totally hungover today, too, which is the cutest thing.
Is it true?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I couldn't really tell. He did come in a little late today, though.
So. Well, I can always tell he looks a little glassy-eyed.
Ah, yeah.
And he always admits it, too.
And he's suburban. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
So he was there with Mrs. J and a friend of hers from work named Kristen, who listens. And so thank you at all. And God, who else was there?
Oh,
it was
the girls from Mary's Club, which I can't remember.
Virginia and...
Yeah,
and other girl who's not Virginia. So I'm sorry about that. But they said thanks everybody who came down last night to Dante's. But it was as the unfolding of the voting happened. It was because I mean, look, a crowd can smell when the fix is in. It's obvious, and I'm not saying that I know that the fix is in on Rockstar. I'm saying last night, though, if last night is any indication. I think that was the liver-spotted hand of Mark Burnett, who was the executive producer of that show, reaching down and decreeing to them that they had to find some reason to bag on Storm. Because if they go with somebody else, they can't pass over somebody who has a flawless history. So I think they had to find some, you know, sort of a plausible deniability as to why it was not going to be her if she ends up not being picked.
This reeks of quiz show.
That's what I'm saying, brother. So we'll get these phone calls in a second. Rick, Storm was robbed last night, but everybody who knows Storm knows that she is the vocal equivalent of the Italian stallion Rocky Balboa. Hit her hard enough and all you're going to do is make her mad. Storm Large will come out next week looking for blood. Storm will rip apart whatever is left of Dave Navarro's pierced manhood.
Well, I'm just so mad because Dave Navarro's never pretended to be her friend, but that Delana bitch has, you know?
I haven't watched a lot of the reality program, but Delana's been doing that whole thing of it's me. I'm the one they're going to pick. It's all about Delana.
It seems like Delana, like that friendship's quickly coming to an end because it seems like she's isolating herself.
All right. Yeah, she's dead to me. All right. We'll get Shannon in a moment. Shannon. This is Chris. Chris, you're on the Rick Everson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick.
Chris,
couple comments.
Yes.
First of all, record producers just got to be foaming at the mouth hoping Storm loses because you know she's going to get fined, especially with that Ladylike song.
And as I've been saying over and over again, is you don't need to win anymore because the best example of that is Clay Aiken, who lost on American Idol. Reuben Stoddard was the guy who won. That guy put out one record. It sank like a stone. Nobody ever heard of him again. Clay Aiken is everywhere, and he didn't even win. Ditto also for Carrie Underwood. Ditto also for Kelly Pickler. It's not like I even really care about those people, but none of them won, but they all became relatively successful. Did Kelly Clark Clarkson win?
Yes.
Yes.
She did win.
The first one.
She was the first winner.
All right.
She is awesome.
Yeah, no. Yes, I know. I know she is.
And what's most telling, though, is not once has Storm had to yell at the audience, come on, to get them involved.
Seriously. And what's
telling...
She
had the best audience reaction last night of any of them.
The audience loved her. That's the thing.
And Dave Navarro even couldn't ignore that.
He said, Storm, obviously the people love you, but for me, it didn't work, I say, without any specifications or examples or any sort of clarification or explanation. They were unable to give any technical explanations why they didn't like her, and I know people think I'm being too angry about a reality television program, but it pisses me off. The whole thing makes me angry, because if they're going to fix it, if it's going to be a conspiracy, the problem is it's not even that I think reality television programming is all on the up and up, or it's all going to be very realistic. I understand they tweak things and that, you know, that they alter it and they push and pull a little bit to make it good television, but they could at least not be so obvious about it. That's the thing. If they're going to make it a scam, you could at least do it well. You know what I mean? At least try to hoax us. Like, so you're not insulting our intelligence with it, which is what they were doing last night. Jason Newsted, who is the most musically inclined of all of them, who's the one who always gives the great in-depth explanations, note that they edited out whatever his response was. I would like to know what Jason Newsted actually said that night. Now, we can reveal, can we not, that the person we know who flew down there for the taping?
I don't know. I'd talk
to him. We know a person who flew down for the taping. I would be curious to know what Jason Newsted actually said that night that we were not allowed to see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, he already said it was BB Nipples that flew down.
Dope!
A couple
stupid,
days ago.
Stupid me. Well,
I know we speak before we ask
wait,
permission.
5, 6, 7. Well, that's out there now.
Okay.
I'd, hello. All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir. There you go. That's Chris. Shannon, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hi, Rick and Sarah. Listen, according to the internet buzz, now I didn't watch last season, but according to the internet, the last season has pretty much followed the exact same script week by week, that last week was the woo surprise double elimination, and the next week they tore a new one to a favorite and let that favorite go. Shockingly, over and above people who really everyone thought were needing to go home and were going to go home.
Sarah and I literally have our mouths open in a sort of McRib is back kind of way. Now we're all...
Well, so we only have to worry about if she... And so did last season they had the bottom three?
They went... The last season, the person went to the bottom three, and they went home over people that... The entire, I guess, everyone who watched
can
it.
Can you imagine
how angry... You know what? I really don't think she's going to hit bottom three. If my voting has anything to do with it, because I voted for Alice, let me just say, I obsessively voted, and in between which, I'm on those dang message boards that I spend hours on every day.
So,
right. Reading the rock star people. Apparently, it's exactly the same script. So... And that's where the internet, everyone on the internet said, oh my God, keep her out of the bottom three.
Well, I gotta tell you, I speculated as my wife, as no one, it's not a secret, my wife is a huge reality television program fan. She watches The Apprentice, The Contender, all the cooking shows, Sweet 16, all of them.
I love it too. Yes. I love it. I love her and I love it.
She watches all the reality shows and she's a really smart woman who watches really dumb TV. But here's the thing, like she has watched it so much that, like you, she can spot the arc, the story arc as they say. And her, Lara's, belief is, that Storm is being sent up for what they call a redemption episode, which is where it is the Rocky Balboa, where Rocky gets beaten down and beaten down and beaten down, but there's no bell, and then at the end he comes back in a triumphant come from behind victory.
Well, and maybe it doesn't just have to be Storm necessarily, because didn't Toby kind of get reamed like Bongo Toby last night?
Bongo Toby, and his
he's a favorite and
uninspired Salisbury Hill cover. Yeah,
maybe he's going to end up in the bottom three and end up going home.
He actually at the close of last night's show, they show the three that have already shown the bottom three for the first few minutes of voting.
Well, they did that, you know. Here's the initial results, but then they always do that. But as the night went on, the voting changed.
No.
She says with the same stupid, talentless inflection
I've
every week.
I've never watched this.
I hate her. I hate Brooke Burke with everything in me.
If Storm enters the bottom three and she goes home tonight, everyone will just quit the show. I mean, the kids on the internet are freaking out about how they tore Storm up.
You know what really sucks? You know what really sucks? It's really not about Storm or anybody else. It is, of course, all about me and my life and how it affects me. What really sucks is that Lara and I have been looking into airline tickets to go down and try to wrangle our way into a taping. I mean, it's not like I can't get any. I mean, even I, with all of my power in my minuscule tiny radio show in Portland that no one cares about, we're not able to get any VIP or whatever, but we're totally going to pay on our own dime. My wife and I have already started looking into going down to get into a taping. How much would that be the suck if we went down, Storm was already gone, and I have to go down and see Delano? God damn. That would be the worst thing ever. No, you're right, though. If it tanks, if she gets kicked off, we're going to... Yeah, we're... Hey, by the way, this is a good time to note. Scotty's reminding me that tomorrow we're going to have the drummer from the house band on tomorrow. Let us make it our goal to wheedle some inside information out of that guy.
Well, you know, on the internet, the shows are taped on Sunday. You can go and find exactly what happened minute by minute. And so I already knew going into the thing that Storm had, I guess, been apparently torn up by the guys. So I'm prepared and waiting for her to really tank it. And then she did good. With a stupid, horrible song, she did as good as a human could do. And I sat there, I think everyone was just our mouths on the floor going,
that's true.
Are you guys crazy? Or have you smoked a little too much? Because maybe you guys, need to lay off.
I'm filled with black rage.
Hey, Shannon, do you know any place where you can find the top or the bottom three before the show actually starts?
No, because that show is actually live, unlike the taped show.
Well, how do they do it on the East Coast then, though?
They do it so that the East Coast gets it at like 9 or 10 p.m. or whatever. We see it at 8 p.m.
But we could get it online then. If it
you can, there's 1 hour window where people online will tell you who they just saw go into the bottom three and who got voted off.
All right.
So it's only an hour before ahead of time because they see it later than we see it.
Oh, okay. So it's not in the same on at the same time depending on where you live.
They tried to get it as close as they could. Obviously, they can't do it exactly
so
at the
same
moment.
So they can't just to prevent this.
Exactly, but of course, all their preventative measures, you know, the internet rules on.
All your measures are belong to us. All right, thank you. Thank you, Shannon, so much.
Have a good day, you
all
guys.
Right, there you go, that's Shannon.
Bye.
All right, there you go. The whole thing makes me... And see, I just so people don't think that we are subjective here, this guy says, this is from Chris... Rick, I haven't really watched Rockstar. I've just heard things from you on the show, but I can tell you I thought what you played of Delana sounded a lot better than what you played of Storm, he says. I think you are looking at the show through Storm-colored glasses. Let's see. How about this one? Rick, were you watching the same program as the rest of us? I'm sorry, says this email, but Storm was bad. It's not that she can't sing. She has a voice, but that was awful last night. He says, I find it funny that you're all pissed off and dissing Dave Navarro because he spoke the truth about Storm last night. But when he or the others praise Storm's fabulous performances, you're all right on there loving him in the group. That's not true. But that's not true. We, specifically Sarah, has hated Dave Navarro from the beginning.
I don't value anything that comes out of his mouth.
I don't value anything that comes from Dave Navarro, Tommy Lee, or Gilby Clark. The only person on that show whose opinion I really respect is Jason Newsted. She says, face it, if you weren't such good friends and had that much in common with Storm, you would agree that the song performance stunk last night. I don't believe that's true. It's not a good song, in my opinion, and it wasn't an exceptional performance, but there was nothing bad about it. It was not as good as some of the other performances, but I mean, what are you going to do, you know? Anyway, so blah, blah, blah. So in your face, stupid Delana, loving emailer. This is a good one. This, line three wants to vent his rage. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Rick.
What's up?
Oh, you got me so pissed off again.
Thank you. Well, that's what I do. How can I help you, brother?
Oh, last night, I was kind of feeling it, kind of bummed out, whatever. It was a bad show. Keep listening to you, and I'm just like, I'm ready to kill now.
Well, because again, if they want to just come out and say, look, it's rigged, it's fake, we've already made the decision, they could at least try to make it a little less obvious, because this way they just insult our intelligence, because they assume that we're so dumb we can't see the gears grinding, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but why would they even throw a song like that in there? I mean, are they going to be playing music?
Exactly, that's the other thing. Have you noticed this last night? How many times the judges on Rockstar Supernova, how many times last night the judges were they were criticizing guys and women. They were criticized for, well, I don't know, you just weren't, you weren't really bringing the rock. You were just sort of, it's a goddamn unplugged episode. For one thing, it was an acoustic episode. It was, everybody was required to sing acoustic. And let's not forget, the performers don't pick their own songs. That's the thing we have to find out. I want to know, do the producers of the show pick the songs, or does Supernova pick the songs? Because why would you put goddamn Gloria Gaynor in there and then be surprised when someone can't make it a metal song, you know?
Yeah, and if you're going to, you know, be forced to play a song that you don't like in the first place, how much are you going to want to bring the rock anyway? You're going to be pissed off about it.
And at a certain point, it would just sound stupid. If Storm had taken I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor, and if she had made it a metal song, it would probably just sound retarded. Everything can be made into a metal song. So, yeah, I'm with you. And we are feeling your rage, sir.
All right, man. Feel it. And boycott the Panic Channel.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Tim Riley, did you watch this last night?
I did, yes.
What were your thoughts on Storm?
I thought she did a respectable job. I mean, it wasn't as bad as what she was criticized as singing.
I mean, there's only so many ways to do a Gloria Gaynor song.
Right.
I mean, it's like somebody... It's like being told to sing Itsy Bitsy wee, Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. How many ways can you really do that? Mm-hmm. God, mm-hmm. I know that we're behind on the news here, so I apologize.
Oh, that's okay.
So, I just really hope she doesn't end up in the bottom three.
Oh, can you? Because have they ever done this? Have they ever had it to where the initial bottom three was the same as the final bottom three? I think it's always changed. Or they do that thing of, you were at some point last night in the bottom three. And they'll have, like, somebody stand up, you know, and then she goes, if I call your name, you may sit down. Or, you know, the thing, and then they end up at the final.
Oh, and if it's just, so how many people are standing up there? I've never watched the second day.
Well, what? Really?
Yeah, because it doesn't interest me because Storm's
not in it. Here's how they do it. So there's like the 10 whatever people in the peanut gallery. And Brooke goes over there and she says, last night, hold on, if I can do her stupid accent, her stupid inflection. At the end of last night's voting, Patrice, Jill, and Zaira were in the bottom three. And then cue the dramatic music. But as the voting went on, the bottom three changed.
No.
This is how she does it every week without changing it at all, without any alteration. This is how she does it every week without fail. If I call your name, you were in the bottom three at some point last night. Thank you. Dorothy? And then she will say, like, Josh. And then everybody, and then the audience, and then Josh ends up, and then she waits like an hour and she says, Zaira. And then, you know, whatever.
With the proper inflection.
Totally. And the Alex Trebek inflection. And then, so like six people. So then it'll either be like five or six people.
Okay. Yeah, because there's only eight left now.
And then, so they make everybody stand up who at any point during the night was in the bottom three. Allegedly. So Mark Burnett claims. They make them all stand up. And then then you don't even find out the actual bottom three. You find out by her calling them over to perform one moment, meaning it takes like half an hour. Of these, looking at these five people, it takes half an hour to figure out which three of the five were actually in the bottom three.
Great, so I'm going to lose another hour of my life tonight watching this thing.
I'm supposed to go to the 48-hour film festival
tonight.
What
time does that start?
9.
Oh.
Yeah, lucky me.
Uh-huh.
Well, wait, Rockstar's at 8, though, isn't it, tonight?
Yeah.
So I could...
You could see the three people
So, like,
perform.
By 8:30, I would know. And then I could just, if only I had a truck to drive there, though. To bicycle over. Lara's out of town with the car.
Oh.
And our truck has been stolen again by Dave Navarro and Delana, probably. Sons of bitches.
You know they're sleeping together.
So I have to bicycle everywhere. Oh, he's newly single.
Yeah.
And she's newly ambitious.
And he just wrote, I was reading his blog
and a
today.
Whore.
Yeah, sorry. I was reading his blog, and he's like, by the way, I'm not dating anyone. So you know that they're doing it.
Yeah. Let's see. All right. John, hello, sir.
Hey. First of all, Delana's not dating Dave Navarro. That emailer who was, praising him is.
Seriously, the whoever that was that just emailed us, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's the first thing. Second thing is, whenever you construct a good conspiracy theory, you have to look at who benefits if some action occurs. Now, how many times did you vote on your Verizon phone yesterday?
I don't know, several. I mean, I voted a couple times there, a couple times at home. I don't know, I forget. To be fair, yeah. I've like four times, I think, and then I do a lot of it online, yeah.
Bottom line, if you saw somebody like Patrice in the bottom three, would you have picked your phone up? No. Would anybody else? No. How about that guy from Australia? Nobody's watching in Australia.
Oh, I see. So I did see online that they said that not very many people vote for Storm, and it's because people don't feel they've had to because she's been so good. So you think it's a way to leverage us into voting more for Storm?
Yeah, I.e. download your wallet into them, into Verizon's pocket.
No, I could see that. No, that actually would make sense. All right. Thank you, John.
Okay, have a good one.
There you go. That's John. Let's get a couple more, and then we'll break. We'll come back with the City Desk, Tim Riley, and we got a giveaway. We have Snakes on a Plane tickets. We're giving away. I meant to do them all.
And we have CNN at 2.
Jim Rube, I meant to not do this. I meant to not put off the Snakes on a Plane tickets until this. Okay, let's. Scotty J. Wait, hold on. Let me find the with the whole.
Scotty J. This is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except
you're not going to amount to jack squat.
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
What was that little
message? Right.
Scotty J. How are you, sir?
I've never felt better.
Is that really true?
He's pretending to not be hungover.
Are you a bad drunk? What kind of a drunk are you? Happy, surly?
I figure him to sound like Mel Gibson.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, that was coming from reality.
No, I can. No. I can make that happen. Scotty J, what kind of a drunk are you?
Jews. The Jews are responsible for all the wars in the world. Are you a Jew? My life is.
That's what I'm picturing.
I want that to be your cell phone ring when you call me.
My life is.
Yeah, you're in a public place, right?
Fantastic. So, are you an angry or a punchy drunk or just giggly?
I think giggly and comical.
All right. Well, you're giggly and comical now. So.
Yeah,
okay. Here's the thing. We got an hour left in the program, and then we got 3 hours tomorrow. I have I have pairs of tickets to Snakes on a Plane. Also, Court and Fatboy are going to be doing that tonight, 6 to 9 on KUFO. We are going to be hosting the screening tomorrow, 10 p.m., Century 16 Eastport. Do not let me do this again, because I've already put it off. The first 2 hours, we just got so wrapped up with Rockstar. Don't let me again tomorrow put it all off to the 2 o'clock hour. Make sure tomorrow, Scotty J, that I give away tickets throughout the day. I'm going to do like either a pair or two in this coming hour. And then tomorrow, make sure that I do giveaways every hour. Will you please do that? Seriously, now, Sarah, you're my witness. Mm-hmm. Scotty, I am empowering you, as they say.
Right.
You're making him the producer of sorts.
Yes, I am giving you the authority to come in tomorrow, physically, to walk into the studio, Carol from the front desk style. Physically walk into the studio tomorrow, each hour, if you have to, and make me do a giveaway every hour tomorrow.
Right now, how many are you giving away?
Well, I don't want to say. Okay. I don't want to say on the air because they're very. Just because.
Okay.
Because it's because I. Who knows how many I'm going to be able to do every hour, and I don't want to tip the hand about it because I don't want people to know how many we have left to do in a given hour every day. So, but you walk in tomorrow. Make sure that I do a pair, at least a pair, every hour tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. These are all Rockstar calls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Here's what we should do. So we have Jim Roop coming up. So we're at break here. Come back with Jim Roop. We'll plow our way through these calls. And then as soon as we are done with these calls, Scotty, we're going to start doing the Snakes on a Plane giveaway.
Okay.
So let's break now, Sarah. And then we'll come back. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. On the way, Jim Roop, your rock star calls. Tim Riley at the City Desk and tickets to Snakes on a Plane this hour. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Solid State Radio.